Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Typically a Thursday, we deserve this, but it feels a little bit more like this. Something has happened with the HVAC system in the building. It is currently 59 degrees in this room where it is always set at 70. It never moves.
Yeah.
It's locked in. Well, it gets warmer as the day goes on, but we always come into a 70.
Comfortable.
Not today.
But not today. Something's
not today.
Wrong.
59.
We'll get it worked on.
When?
Soon.
I know we'll get it worked on, but when?
Is there an emergency number?
And let's set the scenario. You look like
what?
You're leaving. It's like you've put your coat on and your gloves. You're waiting for your car to warm up.
Yes.
That's what you look like.
But I'm comfortable.
Good.
I have to say, I am very comfortable.
I may go back and get gloves.
You should. Yeah,
I'm wearing a very warm sweater, so I feel good there.
Oh.
But my hands, the hands that run this machine.
Yeah, and you need your little fingies. Oh, yeah, hands, hands.
My phalanges.
Yeah. Your man phalanges.
Need my man phalanges to work.
Yeah, so you should protect those. Yeah, you don't want to. What if the pen ink freezes? That's my next fear.
How can I document what we've done?
Oh, no.
Oh, the pen ink has frozen.
My highlighter turned into an ice cube.
Welcome to Pioneer Radio.
Oh.
102.9.
So brave. So brave.
Yeah.
Oh, but it is still cold out there. I'm getting sick of this. I'm ready for that. I keep looking at Sunday when we're going to have Z102.9's downtown and it's going to be like 40 degrees.
Yeah, Sunday we're great.
I cannot wait.
39 on Sunday. I had to get gas this morning and I got out and my first thought was like, not too bad. And I'm still wearing a coat and gloves.
Yeah.
But yeah, then all of a sudden the ears go, no, it's not. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's still cold. And yeah, we still have another one of those cold weather advisories that's going to go till 10 o'clock this morning. Again, it's all about the wind chill, right? Wind chill's about minus 25 right now. Will improve to a minus 20 with a sunny day with a high of 14.
It keeps getting incrementally better, but when you're so far below zero,
you've a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, it just doesn't really matter.
Which makes me wonder, because it wasn't frigid on Monday when we had the warning in this room, right?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, has the cold just been accumulating? And somewhere in our building, there's just Jack Frost? And now he's just dispersed his cold.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
He just got stronger and stronger and stronger.
He did, yes.
Dang it, Jack Frost.
That was his power mechanism.
Yeah.
And he just grew in cold power for 3 days.
Well, you know what? That means we just got to pump out more hot air.
Okay.
Some guy just, you know, he chooses to remain anonymous.
Anonymous man.
When you hear about his morning, you will see why. He shared the worst morning he's ever had. His morning went like such. He had a late night, needed to get up early, so he was a little extra exhausted when his alarm went off at 8 a.m. He fumbles.
Wait, that's an early morning, 8?
It's 8 a.m., but he had been up way, way late,
okay,
partying
fine.
The night before.
Yeah, so he fumbles the alarm?
He fumbles with the phone, trying to hit snooze on the alarm.
Yeah.
In the process, he hit the button 5 times, which... He's got a Google Pixel. Apparently, if you do that, that sets off an emergency SOS call.
No!
So instead, that turns his usual alarm into a blaring siren.
On his phone?
Yes. And then he says he saw that he had a notification that says calling 911.
Oh, no!
And stuff. And then it says that it's going to call all of his emergency contacts. And he's like, I'm thinking, oh no, emergency services are going to come. All of his friends are going to be scared for his health. So he tries to cancel everything. He starts getting texts from his friends. They say that he is sending them photos and videos from his bed. There is a feature on his phone that sends images when an emergency is triggered. The problem is, he sleeps in the nude.
Oh my God. Is this all built into the phone?
Yes, this is an emergency feature.
This is the default.
This is the default emergency feature of the Google Pixel. He's naked, so he sent 12 emergency contacts. Also, 12 emergency contacts.
Hey, one of them's going to show up.
They got your back.
One will show up.
Good on you having 12 emergency.
I mean, didn't Jesus have 12 emergency contacts if you think about it?
Yes, he did.
I don't know. Judas might be 11.
Don't count Judas. At least
Judas
11.
Is not going to show.
This guy's one up on Jesus. Good for you, buddy. 12 emergency contacts were sent images of him in the nude, full frontal. They saw everything, Eric.
Because he's probably just running and scrambling.
He's trying to turn it off.
Yes.
And he's looking at it.
And he's probably not even hungover. He's probably still drunk. Right?
Yes.
At that point.
A little woozy.
Yes.
Yeah. So he shared this whole deal. He's got a pretty good sense of humor about it. And he's like, I hope that everybody got a good laugh. Please don't take this seriously, but I just want to let everybody know that those are the emergency settings on your phone should this ever happen to you.
He's not going to live this down.
Never.
No.
Never. In emergency contacts, the chosen 12. Never let him live it down.
Do you think this is going to make its way to Google headquarters? So when they have the meeting on the new phone, they're like, guys, I think we might want to improve a couple things. And here's why. Exhibit A. They've pixelated some of the photo, but it's like this poor guy is in a PowerPoint now on what needs to change in the phone.
I'm trying to think of 12 people who
I don't know 12 people who want to be my emergency contact.
I would be comfortable with seeing me nude. No. That's a nightmare.
You're not one of them.
No. Please don't send me your nudes.
Guess who's going to Mexico next week? Oh!
No.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You know, when it's 57 now, in the C102.9 studio, it's dropped 2 degrees in 17 minutes. We're adding body heat to the room and we're not maintaining.
We should start working
out. We should start moving our body.
Move, talk.
This will be a pleasant memory come Monday morning when I'm in Mexico.
Yes.
I'm going to go down with some friends and we're going to enjoy Puerto Vallarta.
Ooh.
And much like I'm guessing most families, when you go on a big trip like that, you got the big list of things to do, right?
Yeah.
Where are the dogs going? Is somebody going to get our mail? I got to go to the bank, get a little cash, a little spending cash.
A little cash, money.
And I've got to take a survey.
What?
A survey to help the Cedar Rapids Community School District figure out what they're going to do with their new bond program.
Yeah.
Or not bond program, but they're going to put a bond out for vote in November, and there's four projects attached. And if you want to learn all about this, by the way, if you are a voter in Linn County or at least in Cedar Rapids, you got something in the mail and you probably have no idea what this is.
Yeah.
That's the survey.
Yeah.
And you have till March 5th, and I want to make sure I get it done before I go. Just so I have some opinions on what the buildings in my town need to do for kids. Sure. Here are my thoughts. And they want that because if I'm reading between the lines, I feel like the Cedar Rapids Community School District failed on the last bond initiative because they didn't hear everybody out.
Yeah.
I think
how can we do better?
Yes. Their plans made sense, but it didn't take into consideration.
Yes.
Now it's let's take it into consideration and then we will give you a plan based on input. So I applaud them acknowledging that they need to do it a different way. They're doing it a different way, but that relies on us to fill this stuff out.
So let them know what different things can be done.
So you, like our household, got two mailers because there's two registered voters in the house. And you can do it online. It's nice and simple. So buy sunscreen, make sure I have swim trunks, and take the survey for the Cedar Rapids Community School District. That is my to-do before we go on our vacation on Sunday.
Yeah, very important.
It is very important.
Get her done.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. I just wanted to let the world know.
Yeah. I'm glad that you did.
That's what I'm here to do. What do you got?
I've been a little annoyed all week long with my and your morning snack of choice. I shouldn't say we are brought to you by, but the Morning Scramble certainly does enjoy the morning snack of the banana. Did you bring it? You brought a banana?
I did bring a banana.
We both enjoy a banana.
It's an easy, portable snack.
Yes.
All you got to do is throw the peel away in the kitchen when you're done.
It's fairly clean.
Yes.
Yeah. It's nice.
Agreed.
My deal this week is that I asked poor Nick to do the shopping for the bananas. And He went a little rogue.
I feel like your husband's an Instacart shopper.
Yeah. No, usually I rely on them, and they usually get bananas, and I tell them, I'm not like, it doesn't have to be organic. I could just do a regular, but like whatever's cheaper.
Right.
But he got a bunch of organic bananas, and I'm very confused because these are the largest bananas I've ever seen in my life.
That banana, as I'm looking at it standing here, is almost as long as my shoe.
It is. Yes, it is a foot long. It is an absurd.
That's a super banana.
Yes. It is 12 inches of banana.
Now, I would like to compare my banana to your banana.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Let's put our bananas next to one another.
Yeah.
And compare the size.
If these were subs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you've got a 6-inch and I've got the full foot sub.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got a $5 foot long right there.
I know. And why? And it says organic, so is like, what were they doing? What did they put on this?
Organic experiments, clearly.
What were those animals eating?
I don't know, but it is crazy. One more time.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9.
And now another episode in the continuing saga of As Des Moines
Turns.
Is Cedar Vegas in trouble again?
What?
There's been some new movement in Des Moines regarding casinos. Two companion bills in the Iowa House and Senate were introduced yesterday aimed to ban casinos on urban renewal sites. Guess where the Cedar Rapids Casino is located?
Urban.
On an urban renewal site.
What's an urban renewal site?
It's a site that's been set aside for maybe special districting or financing because it hasn't been developed in a long, long time. So it's classified as an urban renewal site.
Okay.
So it's probably eligible for certain funding. Okay. Is my best guess.
Okay.
So this would be retroactive. This would say you could not put a gaming facility on any location that based on any licenses that have been issued on or after January 1st, 2025, which is exactly the time frame we're in.
Oh.
So, yes, Cedar Crossing in Cedar Rapids is on an urban renewal site. There's a subcommittee meeting in the Senate in Des Moines today at 11. So that's got to pass, it's got to work its way up. I don't know what the plan is for the bill in the Iowa House, but they're not done yet in Des Moines. And I still don't know the results of Washington and the Riverboat Foundation asking a judge to weigh in on this thing. But the saga is not over. Now, if I'm Cedar Vegas, I'm still digging today, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because no one has told you, until a judge says stop or it's a law,
me to stop.
You keep going. But thinking of it from a business and a project standpoint, like now are you going to go over budget? Your scheduling and your timing gets messed up because people just keep kind of putting their fingers in this thing.
Yeah.
So that's where we stand right now in this episode of As Des Moines Turns. Based on at least KCRG, because we had that up in the studio, it appears that police standoff, which there was a person barricaded in the 500 block of Valor Way Southwest about 7 o'clock last night. That's the Chelsea apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one right by the bathrooms at McGrath Amphitheater.
Yeah.
So police were there. SWAT were there as of 7 o'clock last night. When I got into work at 5 this morning, it was still active, but it reads as if that is now completed. However, it's going to take some time, I think, to take the barricades down, which was impacting the 3rd Avenue Bridge. And while the 8th Avenue Bridge was open, they were asking people not to drive on it. So hopefully that'll get cleared out soon, but that was impacting traffic at least as of 5 o'clock this morning. It reads, though, as if that standoff has been completed. So that's good news. What's got us feeling all right this morning? We've been to them all. If it's a fundraiser, we've either hosted it or attended it.
Been there.
I've never heard of something called this. Cabaret for Clay.
For Clay?
The Iowa Ceramic Center and Glass Studio is hosting kind of a Gatsby-themed party to raise money for their resident artist program. Cabaret for Clay. So what's the cabaret part?
Yeah.
Well, entertainment, hands down, just go for the show. Amy Friedel and the Skyline Band.
I'm there.
Food and dessert from Peppercorn Food Company.
Ooh.
Gatsby attire.
Yes.
Strongly encouraged. There's a costume contest with prizes. Cash bar. Now for the Clay. money raised, including a silent auction, which includes a ton. Here's the nice part. When you have a pottery studio, there's going to be some cool items on that silent auction. It helps support the resident artist program with the Iowa Ceramic Center. For those that don't know, they offer a year-long artist in residence. So people apply, artists apply, and then they use that studio. They get the facilities, the time, the space, work with other professionals, which just helps kind of further their skill set in the ceramic and glass arts. Party is Saturday, March 1st at CSPS. Tickets and information at iowaceramiccenter.org for Cabaret for Clay.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, there's still a lot of celebrating happening between Rihanna and ASAP Rocky after the not guilty verdict. He was looking at 24 years in prison over a felony shooting incident, but was acquitted of all charges. So yeah, that's a big whoo.
Yeah, we had the audio from when the verdict came down yesterday, and just after the word not guilty, words not guilty, that place erupted.
Yeah, he jumped into her arms. His lawyer was speaking about the whole incident, and he said he looked to his right, talking to his colleague, and then he looked to his left to address ASAP Rocky, and he's like, and he was just gone. And he's like, I don't know where the dude went. And then, he's over by Rihanna, and he's like, I didn't even know where he went. So it was just such an explosive moment. But he said that Rihanna and ASAP expressed such gratitude to him. He said that ASAP Rocky jokingly promised to name their next child after his lawyer, Joe Tacopina.
All the words or just the Joe part?
Just Joe.
Because Joe works both ways, right?
He said, listen, our next baby is ASAP Joe.
Love it.
Yeah, that's kind of cute, actually. I think it could work. But we'll see. We'll see what happens if, you know, if there is a next baby.
Are we not telling the world, ASAP?
I don't know. Are they planning on, more in the family? Yeah. We'll see.
Celebrations happen.
That was exciting.
See him in nine. Let's find out what happened in 9 months from yesterday.
We'll see what happens. Telephone, one of Lady Gaga's most iconic videos because she teamed up with another queen of pop, Beyonce. It's Lady Gaga. It's Beyonce. And in the music video, it's like a big prison break. And as Gaga and Beyonce are making a getaway after killing a diner full of people, there's words on the screen, and it says, to be continued. Did you guys mean that? Were you really going to continue? Because it's now been 15 years.
How does it end?
Since Telephone, the music and the music video have been released, and there's been no sequel, no teaming up of Lady Gaga and Beyonce, but perhaps that's about to change. Lady Gaga is getting ready to release her new album, Mayhem. So she sat down and answered some questions while hooked up to a lie detector for Vanity Fair. And one of the questions that they asked her is, will there ever be a continuation to Telephone?
Great question.
Yeah, that's a good job, Vanity Fair.
What did the needles do?
Well, she answered yes.
What?
And they confirmed that that was the truth.
Hey!
Now, I will say that she didn't say when it will happen.
But a yes means, at least the way I understand the old polygraph, is she has to believe it, right?
She believes that it's
true. Her pulse won't change or whatever else they're measuring. So either something's in the works or maybe it's so well intended it wasn't a lie.
True.
But we don't have a plan.
She believes in her heart of hearts it's true.
Yes.
And when she was asked if Beyonce, because good on you guys, now maybe there'll be a continuation, but will Beyonce be in it? She said maybe.
How the needles go on that one?
I think that's the smart way to answer that.
You can't say yes or no to that.
Getting two pop stars scheduled, I mean, that's a nightmare.
Good
you
luck.
Guys. Hey, good on you for saying maybe, Gaga.
Maybe it's the right answer.
That's hard to do. Sharon Osbourne, honestly, she robbed us. She robbed the world of an opportunity to see Ozzy Osbourne actor. Because Ozzy, we know, he can sing. He's a great performer on stage as a musician. But he could have been an actor in Pirates of the Caribbean. Sharon says that he was offered an audition for Pirates of the Caribbean, but she told him not to do it.
That's a whiff. Should have let him go.
Should have let him.
I don't think he would have been a lead character.
I don't think she's
but
talking.
You could have worked something in there.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm surprised by. You've had three or four other Pirates movies. Get him in. He's still around, isn't he?
Work him in there.
Work him in.
I imagine she's also talking about the Keith Richards role, not the Johnny Depp role.
Which would have been Johnny Depp's dad.
Yeah.
And that would have been the third movie. I think Richards is in World End.
Yeah.
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 But even so, even if it's just a minor pirate bar, he's a bartender, whatever, cameo.
Or maybe he was one of the barnacle guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
Get
know.
Get him in there.
Get him in there.
It could have been Davy Jones, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know what the role was, but I think that he could have pulled it off.
Yeah, that was a miss.
Whiff, Sharon, total. Just,
and it, you know, whiff. It's business, good advice, bad advice. That was a bad one.
I don't trust you on the acting advice, Sharon Osbourne. Don't trust you. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
No, we are not the Morning Scramble. We are a live FAQ page.
Yes.
For Gowntown.
We have all of the answers because we are getting ready for Z102.9's Gowntown coming up this Sunday at Kirkwood Linn County Regional Center on Boyson Road, Hiawatha. This Sunday, noon until 2, where our prom dress pop-up shop will be on.
I'm going to type a question into the FAQ, see what I get.
Yeah.
How does Gowntown work?
Oh, it works wonderfully. It's free prom dresses. We also have shoes, accessory. Everything at our store is 100% free.
What time do I need to be there? Sunday.
Starting at 10 o'clock, you can show up. We'll get you a wristband. That is how you are going to know what order you're in to go shopping.
What do we do? Typically groups of 20 or 25?
20, 25. We'll let people go in so you can have a great shopping experience. Everybody goes in kind of one at a time. You get to go shopping through the dresses, take three dresses with you, go into our changing area. Now, this is in a classroom, so it's kind of a locker room style changing area.
So like bike shorts, tank top.
Yeah.
Workout top.
And if you need a private changing area, we'll find a space for you as well. But we are going to send you back and go back and forth, grab a couple more dresses if you need to try something. If you can't find that perfect dress.
The goal is to find the perfect one.
Exactly.
We've got another question.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I just had a question about your Gowntown.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you know if you have any plus sizes?
Oh, we've got a question about sizing.
Oh, sizing. Great question. I was just there yesterday. We've got sizes of all kinds. Everything from 0 up to, I saw 24. We've got plus size dresses as well. Yes.
And the great part is they're all color coded.
Yes.
So we have put different sticker colors on the tags of the dresses so you know exactly what zone they go and exactly where to go when you're looking for your size.
Yeah, so you can shop that rack that is the size that you're looking for. We try to make it as convenient as possible.
Final question, where do I go for more information?
Oh, if you have any further questions, you can just go to KZIA.com.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
We want to settle squabbles for you, and today we've been hired by a listener via our text line. They have probably an issue that they needed solved right away. If you're already running late for work, do you stop for food?
Now, we're guessing, because this came in on the text line, that person was probably already running late at the moment, and it probably stopped to not only get food, but also text us.
I think you already made the decision when this happened.
I feel like this is Pinocchio asking the cricket, should I go into the fair with the fox and the cat after he already walked in?
He already did it.
You're already in there, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to, Stromboli has you now.
You already got the tail or whatever. Yeah.
You've turned into a donkey. So we are going to take sides on this. And because I fell into this morning, I feel I have to say, yeah, stop for food. Why not?
Explain yourself, sir.
I was running on time. But I had to get gas. I was running out of time, but I had to get gas.
Mm-hmm.
We're down to the one little bar left.
We can't do that, especially with the cold.
Had I got gas, got back on the interstate, got to work, I would have been right on time. However, I have a typical routine, which is get gas, then get a nice big old cup of coffee. And then I like to meander my way through downtown Cedar Rapids, take the scenic route. I believe in the power of inspiration by changing up routine sometimes. So I looked at the clock and made a conscious decision, and I thought the following. I'm already going to be late. don't worry about it. So yes, I did stop to get food. And here were my, I will justify this left and right now.
Okay.
Number one, food equals fuel. Don't you, my employer, want me to be well-balanced and ready to take on whatever my work project and workload has for the day? Be it a donut, be it something at a local breakfast shop, just be a cup of coffee with a little extra jolt of caffeine. By actually coming in a little bit late, at least I'm fueled and ready to take on the day. Number two, if this has become habitual for you, you need to turn into the office hero. If you're buying food for you, buy food for others.
Oh.
It's a bribe. And last but not least, and this is why I want to take this site, because logic wins all the time, Claire. If you're already running late for work, you're late. It's binary. You're either on time or late. And if you're late anyway, who cares? I'm late. Right? It's like you can't be more pregnant, or it's either pregnant or not pregnant. You're late or not late. So in my world, hey, I'm late. Yeah, I'm going to get a coffee. I'll stroll on in. No worries. If you're already running late for work, do you stop for food? Heck yes, I say. Make that stop. Grab that breakfast burrito. Go for it.
Okay. Here's why you don't stop. Optics. It looks really bad if you are A, late for work, and B, you show up nomming on a breakfast burrito or chugging your coffee like, oh, okay, so you chose to do that instead of getting here on time and respecting all of us and all of the things that we do here that is so important. Okay, well, hey, we were worried about you. We were wondering where you were. You might jeopardize your employment because you choose this. It only makes things worse. You're only digging a deeper hole for yourself. Get going, get moving, get to work as soon as possible. Do not stop and further make yourself even later. Just gives me so much anxiety, A, to be late anyway, but to also stop when you're already late, why do that to yourself? No, thank you.
Most offices, if we're being honest, don't really get chugging until about 8:45, right?
Are you...
There's chatting.
Are you arguing again?
Yeah, I thought I had a little bit more of my argument.
Okay.
There's chatting. There's socialization. You're having coffee at the company coffee pot.
Mm.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're just missing out on that stuff that you would just be not, you know, you wouldn't be working anyway. You just happen to be not in the building. Who cares?
Your coworkers care.
Who cares?
Your coworkers care.
What? So you showed me a picture of a kid playing soccer? I don't want to see that.
Oh, come on, man.
Just want to fuel up my car. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get a curler and a coffee. Yeah, I'm a little late. But you know what? I'm ready to take on the day.
Get to work. Do not stop. One more time. I say no. If you're already late for work, do not stop for food, too.
Yes, you stop for food. Yes, you do.
Okay, we don't agree on this issue, but we need you to solve it, members of the esteemed Scramble jury.
It's a yes-no question. Whose side are you on? The phone lines are open right now at 200-1029.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Okay, you're running late for work. Do you stop for food? Yes or no?
Yes.
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 What?
You thought it was for you. That's for me. That's a yes for me. Thank you very much, caller. Jury in a Hurry, you're already running late for work. Do you already stop for food anyway? Yes or no?
No.
That would be irresponsible. Thank you, juror.
Jury in a Hurry, you're running late for work. Is it okay to stop for food? Yes or no?
Can't stop for food. Minimize the tardiness.
Minimize the tardiness. That is...
I want brave tardiers.
Minimize the tardiness.
Brave tardiers.
I like that phrase.
Jury in a Hurry, you're running late for work. Do you still stop for food? Yes or no?
Bleep yeah.
Yeah!
Did you just censor yourself? Bleep yeah!
Bleep yeah! I just made a bigger one for that one. It's Jury in a Hurry, you're already running late for work. Do you still stop for food? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes!
Oh, no! Just overtook me with that one.
A little tennis match, but just 3-2 right now. That's not too shabby. Hey, Jerry, in a hurry. Okay, you're already running late for work. Do you still stop for food? Yes or no?
No.
Ha ha, ties it up.
Hey, caller, what do you think about Jerry in a Hurry? So you're running late already. Do you stop for work or stop for food still?
Definitely not. You're just going to make yourself look like a bigger, you know, well, can I say jackass?
You just did. All right. Good to know.
You just said it. You just said it.
That goes into the clear column. You're in a hurry. If you're already running late for work, do you still stop for food? Yes or no?
Yes. And then you tell the employees when they're asking why you have a coffee, you tell them the drive-thru was really slow.
Oh, and an alibi.
No.
Or an excuse. I love it. Thank you. 4-4 now.
This is a slobber knocker.
You're in a hurry. If you're already running late for work, do you still stop for food? Yes or no?
You know, I used to think that I could have to get there as early as possible, but now I'm on Eric's side. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the point that I made is like nobody really starts work right away anyway.
I used to have him on my side.
Jury to hurry. If you're already running late for work, do you still stop for food? Yes or no?
No, because if you have a business like mine, if you show up within 7 minutes after your time, you're still technically on time.
A little wiggle room there. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Okay, we are all tied up here, sir. It is 5-5. It's anybody's game.
Hey, you're in a hurry. Okay, you're already running late for work. Do you still stop for food? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Ha ha, ties it up.
Jerry, in a hurry, you're already running late for work. Do you still stop for food? Yes or no?
Yes, but I eat it before I get there.
But eat the evidence.
Destroy the evidence.
Oh, one more for me, Claire. One more.
That's smart, though.
Jerry, in a hurry, if you're already running late for work, do you still stop? We've lost that call. Let's go over to this one. Jerry, in a hurry, if you're already running late for work, do you still stop for food? Yes or no?
Prioritize yourself and not the job that doesn't care about you, so absolutely stop.
Prioritize yourself! Yes! Yes!
Takes the win. I cannot believe it. Wow. Okay. And
to the caller who texted a week or two ago, you're fine.
You know
you're
what?
Clear.
You are probably already late anyway. Let's be honest.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.